Now you've been here a while. You've probably weaned yourself off the GPS by now. You kind of, you know the city. You've met a lot of people. You've been very active. You've been at a lot of these community meetings. You've always been there when something happens, when the little child was shot in the daycare center. You were right there on the scene. What are you seeing that makes you stop and think, here's how I can help serve this community better?
You know, I take, when I'm out at these events, and you're right, you and I have been at a number of these, I listen very closely to what's being said, and I hear frustration, I hear fear, I hear concern, but I also hear hope. And that's what really is encouraging to me, and what drives me right now is that I hear so much hope, no matter, even with the incident with the three-year-old who was shot. You know, I had many people who came to me afterward, after they had heard some of my remarks, in the press about it, and they were encouraged that I did not, paint an entire neighborhood or an entire city as being dysfunctional or as having, not having regard for human life and things like that. And that I specifically said that incident was done by a couple of individuals, two or three individuals who had some issues. Those specific individuals did not respect human life, and that the community itself did not feel that way. And that's a great community there. This is a great city. And so I'm hearing hope. So they want someone to work with them. They want a police department to work with them under the understanding that they see brighter days. They see a path out of some of the things that they're dealing with. So I take those, what I hear, and I take them back to City Hall. I especially bring them back to the police department because it's very, very important that my command officers and my officers that are out there working the road have an understanding of what some of the people tell me personally as chief. Because there's some things that they tell me that they may not tell an officer, a road officer or a detective or a deputy chief. And so I share those things. And the things that I hear, again, are that people in this community have hope. And they're very, very optimistic about the future. But they understand that some work needs to be done. And we have to work together in order to do that. They don't want the police department to feel that it has to solve all the problems in this community alone. Because from all of these community events that I've been going to, they tell me publicly and they tell me privately that's a recipe for disaster. We don't want our officers to have that mentality. We want our officers and we want our police department to work with us in order to resolve, to identify what the issues are and to resolve those issues. So I'm seeing that. And, during my time here, and you're right, it's been a year now. I think next week, marks my one-year anniversary here. And I'm loving this community. This is a great community. There's great people here. I love the history here. I love the upstate New York. I love this part of the country in general. And it's been an honor and it's been a privilege to have worked with the folks in this area for this year. And I see some brighter days ahead. We're on a trajectory toward greatness, especially as it pertains to what we're seeing in law enforcement. Our numbers are trending in a very, very positive way. We're seeing increased interest in individuals to become police officers in this department. We're losing a lot through attrition. We have a lot of people who are retiring, because of, normal retirement cycles, and we've had a few that have transferred to other places, but there's a tremendous amount of interest in joining the Albany Police Department. And there's a number of different things internally that we're doing to help our officers, during this transition.
You are nearing your one-year anniversary here. Is there anything about Albany that surprised you or pleased you or made an impression on you in some way?
Yeah, I was very, very surprised with the level of engagement with police operations in the city. The city I came from in Michigan, some fairly engaged people out there. They were very, very involved with issues that were related to law enforcement in that community. But one of the things that I did not expect, and that kind of surprised me a little bit, was how engaged people in this community are with police operations. And I think it's a great thing. You know, I think it's great that people want to know not only what's being done within the police department, but why those things are being done. And then, moreover, how can they work with the police department in order to make things better? They don't. One of the things that I sensed early on is that the people in this community don't want the police department to operate almost like a lone wolf, where, you know, the police department is just out there doing things on its own and, you know, has all the answers. We'll figure it out. We'll let you know, what the answers are once we get them, and we'll call you if we need you. And there are a lot of communities across the country who accept police departments like that. And you know, it just depends on, you know, the dynamics of those communities. But here, it was surprising to me, but it was a pleasant surprise, because I've always had a commitment, you know, back in Michigan, you know, work with people in the community in order to resolve issues. And here I get a chance to do that even more. And the other part of that is that if there are things that the community perceives as not being done appropriately, then they'll loudly and very clearly let the leaders in the police department know that they don't agree. I knew that this department was advanced in terms of community policing and other law enforcement operational strategies and tactics and philosophies, you know, just from reading from afar. But I had no idea exactly how advanced, you know. And I mean, this department is cutting edge in terms of strategies and philosophies. People here have been great. You know, anytime you have an outsider that's coming in to an organization, especially a paramilitary organization, it's a little difficult. I was welcomed with open arms. People in any organization, they want to, you know, if you're coming in, you know, they want to make sure that you know what you're doing. You have a firm grasp on what issues are and how to work with people in order to resolve those issues. And so I was, again, pleasantly surprised with the people in this organization and again, every, you know, the elected officials and other folks in the community as well. And personally, you know, this is my first time and spending a lot of time in this part of the country, especially upstate New York. And what a beautiful part of the country. You know, my wife and I have had a chance to every once in a while go take a gander up to Saratoga or out to Boston or New York City or Washington, D.C. or Carolinas, and just to see how it is around these parts of the country, and just a beautiful, beautiful part of the country. And it's been a great experience so far.